I hate to admit it, but I struggle with today's topic just as much as any other American. It's going to challenge you today because it's something that we all struggle with. But I encourage you on day 3 of this Daniel fast to let the Lord transform the way you think. It'll bless you. It'll bless those that you spend time with. It'll help you live a more fulfilled life when you learn to think God-filled thoughts. Let's get started with our discussion. Dissatisfaction guaranteed. The average American, especially those that live in our area, are among the most wealthy people in the history of the world. This is not an exaggerated statement. It is a fact. You may be thinking, not me though. Well, consider this. If you are below poverty level, making $23,000 or less a year, that number should include all your benefits like food stamps, housing assistance, Social Security, etc. If all your benefits and everything you bring in each year is $23,000 or more, you are more wealthy than 97% of the world today. The fact that you have a roof over your head, plumbing, clean water, electricity, a pair of clothes, public transportation, or even your own car, these things put you light years ahead of a lot of people around the world. Even the homeless people in America have it far better than a lot of the world. I don't believe there is any embellishment in that statement either. 1 in 7 people is going without food in the world today. And due to the benevolence and wealth in our country, our homeless have quite a few sources that at least give them free food on a regular basis. Someone reading or listening to this devotion may still be convinced they are not blessed. If I only had this, or I only had that. I don't have everything I need or want. Hello? Nobody has everything they want or think they need. It's part of the human condition. Despite how incredibly blessed we are, we often allow discontent to pollute our mind and ultimately our attitudes. I love how Craig Groeschel puts it. He says, "Amid the bounty of blessings we experience daily, thoughts of dissatisfaction pop up like pimples on a teenager." No matter how many blessings we have or how many things are going right, we somehow slide into thinking about what is wrong. We wish something about our body or our health was better. We wish something about our marriage was better, or we wish to be married instead of single. While much of the world would be elated at the opportunity to earn an income, doing any kind of work, we find reasons to resent having to go to work. We wish the food we have tasted better, even though we might be the ones who cooked it. We have a closet and drawers full of clothes, but we are upset that we don't have anything to wear. Even though our car gets us from point A to point B, we wish our car was faster, more comfortable, or a different color. Listen, I get it. The gas door on my van hasn't been working right for a while now. It is annoying. But I don't need to go get a new van because of it. And right now, I don't need to spend the $450 the dealer wants to charge me to replace it and paint it. I am very discontented with that price. We need to learn to stop and count our blessings. Sometimes we can't count any higher than 4 because our thumb is stuck in our mouth. This is where Sister Terry says, "Oh snap, The psalmist said that the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Even on my worst day, there is something I can find to thank God for. I am still blessed beyond measure. If I will change my focus, I will be able to see that God is doing great things all around me. So let's adopt a perspective of praise. Psalm 103, verses 1 through 10, a psalm of David. Let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart I will praise His holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things He has done for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills me with life, with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord gives righteousness and justice to all who are treated unfairly. He revealed His character to Moses and His deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and merciful, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. He will not constantly accuse me, nor remain angry forever. He does not punish us for all our sins. He does not deal harshly with us as we deserve. Psalm 34, 1 through 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt His name together. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Whenever we feel the gnarly fingers of discontentment start to wrap themselves around our minds, let's immediately start counting our blessings. Praise will defeat discontentment every time. You will feel so much better, and so will those who spend time with you. Someone who praises often makes for great company. You will enjoy your life more, and God will inhabit all you do, because God inhabits the praises of His people. I pray today that you have a blessed day. I love and appreciate you.